The bank with the clock, the Industrial State Bank, Michigan Avenue at Portage Street and at Washington Square, brings you the 161st in a series of programs designed to help you know your city. It takes a wise investment to earn substantial returns, and you'll find that investing in Industrial State Bank savings certificates is a wise move in more ways than one. Industrial State savings certificates are available in multiples of $100. They're negotiable at any time, they earn up to 2.5% interest, and they're insured up to $5,000 by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So you see, you're assured substantial earnings, safety, and availability in $100 units when you invest in Industrial State Bank savings certificates. Stop in tomorrow at the Industrial State Bank, Michigan Avenue at Portage Street, or at Washington Square, and ask a teller for more complete information regarding these certificates. For your convenience, the Industrial State Bank is open this evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Now, here is the editor of Know Your City, Dr. Dunbar.
Good evening. When you're downtown almost any day, you're apt to see a man walking along the sidewalk or crossing the street carrying a white cane. Most of us know that the person carrying a white cane is blind. But some of us may not know that the law of the state of Michigan recognizes the white cane as the symbol of blindness and holds motorists responsible for the safety of blind persons carrying this symbol. Next week is White Cane Week, a period set aside to call our attention to the white cane and its significance. Here in Kalamazoo and elsewhere in Michigan, the Lions Club is the sponsor of the white cane. Every white cane carried by a blind person has been furnished by some Lions Club, and any blind person needing a white cane has only to contact the nearest Lions Club in order to secure a cane free of charge. Here with me in the studio is R.K. Hills, a member of the Lions Club, and I'm going to ask Mr. Hills if he will tell us how the Lions Club originated and carried out this worthy project.
Thank you, Dr. Dunbar. The Kalamazoo Lions Club considers this a privilege to be able to tell you of our work with and for blind people. The members of the local club are your fellow citizens who are interested in doing just a little bit more than their usual daily tasks. They are committed to serving this community. Some Lions clubs serve the crippled children, some the activities with boys and girls, but our local club gives its attention to work with the blind and those of limited vision and also the prevention of blindness. This brings us up to the present timely subject of White Cane Week. The idea of the white cane, which is the traffic symbol of the blind, was started back in the year 1930 by Lion George Bonham of Peoria, Illinois. He was then president of the Lions Club, and it was his own idea. It spread quickly among other Lions Clubs, and in 1932, the Lions International Organization adopted the program of giving white canes to those needing them. Moving still further along, our own state of Michigan enacted the White Cane Ordinance of 1936, giving the carrier of the white cane the right of way in traffic. This makes it mandatory for all of us that see to give proper recognition to the white cane. The Michigan Lions, however, thought that this giving of the white cane was only part of the job. The special cane would be of little value unless the motoring public and all of the rest of us knew of the meaning behind the cane. An educational program was needed. This is why Governor Williams and Mayor Ford have proclaimed the week of April 24th to 30th as White Cane Week. It is hoped that many more of our citizens will become acquainted with this new traffic symbol. So when you see a white cane, please consider that the carrier is blind and needs your thoughtfulness. Let's all remember we can see him, but he can't see us.
Mr. Hills, a fellow named Bob Wyatt, has written something about White Cane Week that I believe is being featured in your publicity about this occasion. Mind if I read it to our listeners?
Fine, go right ahead.
I am very proud of my work. I never look at the clock. I never shrink from the weather. I never question distances. I am a powerful witness in the law courts of our land. I am the morale of the timid wayfarer. I am known and recognized by governors and mayors. I am lovingly fondled by the hands of small children. I can stop congested traffic on the busiest metropolitan streets or the horse and wagon traffic of the crossroads of America. I crave publicity, but remain humble in my task of service. I furnish courage, confidence, determination, and self-reliance. I am a symbol of man's thoughtfulness to man. I am the eyes of the blind. I am the white cane. Congratulations to you, Mr. Hills, and to the Lions Club for furthering the cause of the white cane. Another organization is asking for our support this month, the Kalamazoo Cancer Society. Most of us know of the prevalence of this dread disease, cancer, but we may not be too well informed on what is being done right here in our own community to meet the challenge which it offers. Yesterday afternoon, I made a visit to the headquarters of the Cancer Society, which is located in the county building here in Kalamazoo, and there I interviewed some of the people who are helping fight cancer right here on the home front. Here is the recording I made at Cancer Society headquarters. I'm speaking now from room 424 of the Kalamazoo County building, where the Kalamazoo County Cancer Society has its headquarters. Seated at a long table here are four women who are busily working on the making of dressings for cancer patients. Let's visit with one of these workers. What is your name, please?
I'm Mrs. J.C. Levitt.
And where do these materials come from that you're working with, Mrs. Levitt?
From the Cancer Society.
And who pays for them?
Well, from donations, mostly, and the Society.
That is, the Society buys these from the donations which are given to the Society by the people of Kalamazoo?
Yes.
I see. How often do you come here to work, Mrs. Levitt?
Well, I would say about twice a month, around that.
And these ladies here with you are the same group each time?
Yes, they are.
Now, could you give me any idea of how many groups like this work on these dressings up here?
Well, about 107, I think, different groups.
About 107 in the course of a year?
Yes.
And there are 4, 5, 6, 7 in most groups?
Yes, and that's right.
And why do you do it?
Well, I think we certainly need... I think we need them. I feel like it. I've had quite a few cases in our own family, too.
I see.
And I'm interested.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Levitt, for talking with us, and congratulations to you and your associates for this fine work that you're doing. Well, now standing here in the room is Mrs. R.C. Stevens, a member of the Transportation Committee. Mrs. Stevens, how many serve on your committee?
18.
And, what car do you use?
Well, we use our own cars.
How many trips did you and the members of your committee make last year?
Oh, about 350.
About 350. Now, just what is it that you do?
Well, we pick up the patient at their home and take them down where they have their x-ray treatment. And then we wait until they're finished and then take them home again.
Well, now, you do this more than once for one individual, I presume?
Oh, yes. We make about, if they have a 6-week treatment, we go once a week.
I see. About how long does it take you?
Oh, I would say, an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, and that usually comes once a week for about 6 weeks.
That's right.
Is it interesting work?
Very interesting.
I suppose you enjoy meeting these people and see them improving in health.
Very, very much.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Stevens. The Cancer Society furnishes bedside nursing for cancer patients. Here in the headquarters this afternoon is a visiting nurse, Miss Betty Vandenbosch. Betty, just how do you fit into the work of the Society?
We accept calls received from the Cancer Society and other sources to take care of patients at home.
You mean by we now, the Visiting Nurses?
Visiting Nurse Association of Kalamazoo.
And how are you paid for your work?
We accept fees from patients if they're able to pay and from the Cancer Society on a supplementary basis.
How much was paid out last year by the Cancer Society for bedside care?
Approximately $300.
Do you know if there's more than that appropriated for next year?
We expect about $500 or more for 1949.
I understood that the budget was greater for next year and probably will be greater for the year after. Do you have quite a lot of work from the Society?
Yes, we have a fair amount of calls from Cancer Society. There were 90 visits made since last September. All of these visits were either for investigation, for bedside care, for doing dressings, or teaching someone in the home how to take care of their own patients.
Then the Cancer Society, through you and your associates, really comes very close to the people who suffer from this disease.
Very definitely.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Vandenbosch. And now it's my pleasure to bring to our microphone the secretary of the Kalamazoo County Cancer Society, Mrs. Florence Thompson. Mrs. Thompson, I'd like to ask you to tell us briefly about the educational work of the society. By the way, did I get that title right, secretary?
The executive secretary, Dr.
The executive secretary. Well, good enough. Now, how about the educational work of the society?
Dr. Dunbar, our educational program consists in a speaker's bureau of 20 doctors who go out to various organizations within the county and do programs on the pathology of cancer. Our headquarters, or our office, is maintained as an information center. Here, every day in the year, we have patients requesting information about cancer, and we try to meet their requests to the very best of our ability. This office is open from 9 to 5, 5 days a week. Part of our educational program, of course, is the distribution of literature. Last year, we distributed some 60,814 pieces of literature to people within the county. We also have educational movies, which we show as part of our program on education. We also use the radio and the press.
Well, now the purpose of this educational program, Mrs. Thompson, is what? Is it to warn people of the danger of cancer, or just what is it supposed to accomplish?
It's to inform people of the 7 danger signals that may mean cancer. If they have any one of these 7 irregularities, we encourage them to do something about it immediately, because time is the important element, and if it's caught early enough, early cancer is curable.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Thompson. That's a fine report. As I mentioned a moment ago, April is the month that the Cancer Society asks all of us to dig down in our pockets and help them carry on their work. Standing beside me is Carl Drager, who is the planning chairman of the campaign. Mr. Drager, what is your goal this year?
Our goal is $19,700.
And what percentage of the amount that you raise stays here in Kalamazoo County?
50% of that amount stays here.
What happens to the other 50%? We've been hearing about what the 50% that stays here does. What about that other 50?
Well, the other 50% goes to the national headquarters. Naturally, we can't do research at a local level. And the money that's sent there is used for research and also used to prepare educational material so that it can be furnished down to the local societies such as ours.
Well, this research work is certainly of crucial importance, isn't it, in trying to find the answer to the riddle of cancer?
It certainly is, and possibly you may have noticed some recent grants were made here in Michigan of several thousand dollars to further on research in this state itself.
Well, how are you doing with the campaign, Mr. Drager?
Well, so far, we have, for the first 10 days of the month, we have a little over $6,000, about 31% of our goal.
And the campaign lasts throughout the month?
That's right, throughout the month of April.
Thank you very much, Mr. Drager, and good luck to you and all of your associates in this very worthy undertaking. Before we go, I'd like to tell our listeners that tonight at 9:30, CBS and WKZO will bring to the people of Western Michigan a vivid case history of a cancer sufferer from discovery to cure. The program is called Time and Her Life, and you'll not want to miss hearing it. That's tonight at 9:30 on WKZO. Next week is Mental Hygiene Week, and as an appropriate program on that occasion, Know Your City will explore the work of the Children's Center here in Kalamazoo and also the Kalamazoo State Hospital. And now, here's your announcer.
The Bank with the Clock, the Industrial State Bank, Michigan Avenue at Portage Street and at Washington Square, has been happy to bring you another in the series of programs Know Your City. They hope this program, in part tape recorded, concerning Kalamazoo Township government, has been interesting and enlightening. The Industrial State Bank cordially invites you to make either of its 2 convenient locations, Michigan Avenue at Portage Street and Washington Square, your headquarters for all your banking needs. You're listening to WKZO with studios in Radio City, Kalamazoo. There's a feat yet to be accomplished. County Fair tonight at 9 over WKZO offers $1,000 this week to the slugger who can bat a ball over a fence just 15 feet away. The complication is that the ball is an inflated rubber balloon. Listen to WKZO's fun-filled County Fair tonight and every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. The makers of Dutch Street Bread present Dutch Street Memories, a series of programs.